Now West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. At last report, a veteran Carroll County Sheriff's Office deputy has survived surgery and remains in the intensive care unit in an Atlanta hospital after suffering a gunshot wound early Tuesday morning. Approximately 8:30 a.m., Deputy Taylor Bristow was executing a child exploitation search warrant on Don Rich Drive in Carrollton when he was struck by a bullet in the head. The target of the warrant passed away. Investigators insist his death did not come from an accidental or intentional discharge of a gun by a police officer, but they declined to comment further. The CCSO is working in conjunction with the GBI during the investigation. Investigators say further details will be released at a later time. A 27-year-old Carrollton man has been charged with aggravated assault and criminal damage to property after police determined he fired multiple 9mm rounds into the ground outside a local apartment building and directly into that building in the direction of multiple individuals. Police had responded to the Cross Creek Apartments at 116 Brock Street after multiple people had called 911 after hearing 7 to 8 gunshots. Officers met the suspect, Kenneth Moore, outside the apartments where he reportedly admitted to firing his weapon multiple times during a drunken altercation with a 25-year-old female. Moore told the officer that he fired the gun off because he wanted the woman to leave. Officers documented seeing two bullet holes in the building's outer wall, approximately 4 to 5 feet above the ground. Inside of Moore's apartment, officers observed a bullet hole in the ceiling. When questioned, Moore reportedly stated that this was the result of a misfire that had occurred multiple months prior when he first bought the gun. Moore was taken into custody and is free from the Carroll County Jail after meeting a $4,500 bond. Carrollton City Council is considering a rezoning request ahead of a developer's plan to build a 240-unit apartment complex on more than 12 acres of property on the north side of Centennial Drive. Plans show the multifamily housing would be distributed across 8 garden-style apartment buildings with a clubhouse, pool, and leasing office located central to the entrances. The property is currently undeveloped with a heavy tree canopy. Centennial Drive would serve as the primary access to the development. The concept plan shows two entrances on Centennial Drive. City staff has noted that Southwire Company currently owns 20 acres adjacent to the development that is zoned for heavy industry. They say development of industrial land uses could impact the future residents in the area. Carrollton's Planning Commission has voted to recommend denial of the rezoning request. And the Carroll County Ag Extension is encouraging local school groups, gardeners, families, and individuals to be part of this year's Great Southeast Pollinator Census and help pinpoint pollinator population information. For details, visit gsepc.org. I'm Colin Worthington.